right, so that's our first track taken from the Klatu album, Endangered Species. It has a nice album cover. It's got some nice artwork. What can I tell you? The album came out in 1976. I'm trying to look up what's about, but all I'm getting is pictures. Why am I only getting pictures? I don't know. Oh, AI mode. Oh my God, what's going on with my phone? Yeah, so Klatu, originally from Toronto, Canada. I'm playing probably the most up-tempo rock tunes that I could find. There's a couple. It's kind of... Somebody once asked a couple of days ago, are Klatu considered prog rock? I would say kind of borderline. I wouldn't call them specifically in the kind of Genesis British style, but a little bit in the pop prog, maybe I could call it that. Endangered Species is the fourth studio album by Canadian progressive rock band Klatu. Well, if the internet says it's progressive rock, well, you know. 1980. Pardon me. I thought it was earlier than that. Daffodil Records and Capitol Records. Then you can listen to the title track from the album here. Okay. All right. Well, yes, it's categorized as rock and psychedelic rock. Okay. That's just crazy. It was reissued on CD in 2022. That's a bit late in the day. The album was released during a time when the band was navigating challenges with their record label, which influenced the album's theme and sound. Okay, well, there you go. A little bit about Klatu from Toronto, Ontario. What else can I tell you? We are... So the track you heard was Paranoia. And then you heard Entangled from Genesis, recorded at the Hammersmith Odeon on June the 10th, 1976. A little bit of interesting dialogue going on there between Phil Collins and Steve Hackett, of course, who would leave the band shortly after 77. And, I don't know if that was a serious conversation going on there. Steve Hackett's obviously a well-spoken fella, even at that point, not being a front man. But I think Spectral Mornings had come out 75 or so. And so, I think it was the beginning of the end for Steve. Much to the band's, you know, popularity, Steve went on to do his own thing and toured, and is still touring. Which can't be said for the rest of the band. So I've always favoured being a guitar player myself. The Steve Hackett side of things. Calling him the Cambridge Rapist, I don't know if I would want to be in a band that somebody call me the Cambridge Rapist in front of thousands of people. And no wonder he sounded a little irate by calling somebody an idiot. I don't know who that was directed at, but I've got a good idea. All right, so enough of that controversy from back in 1976. Let's move along with a bit more music from Graham Parker. A little bit of acoustic tune. And I believe it is called When You Do That To Me. There you go. All right, I should actually fill all that in properly. You are listening to DJ Ian on the House of Prog.com, also on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. Don't have everybody in the chat room yet. I guess people don't want to look at what I'm doing. This is Mr. Graham Parker.
To me. way to go. No more room on the freeway. Only wanna get home. Atmosphere is oppressive, but we're breathing it in. Cause we all wanna be there, back in the city again. Hot Box City, we're gonna lose control. The girls look pretty, and it never gets cold. Hot Box City, we're gonna lose control. The girls look pretty, and it never gets cold. Inversion lay in summer, go. Too many people in winter try to hide from the snow. Little people in hot cars keep the city alive. That's why we're gonna be there. That's why we're gonna try. Hot Box City, we're gonna lose control. Look pretty, and it never gets cold.
DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prof. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, Tuesdays 10 p.m. and Thursdays 7 a.m.
my shoulder when suddenly it stopped.